All right, Art, there was a Seattle sports doubleheader Wednesday night in SoTo. Who won?
I have to give it to the Sounders at Lumen Field, where they beat Houston 2-0 and drew 27,000 plus. Across the street at T-Mobile Park, the Mariners lost 5-4 to the Yankees while drawing just 17,000. The Sounders have always outdrawn the Mariners. Seattle is probably the only city in America where the MLB team runs second to the MLS team. But the attendance totals show that after the capacity restrictions were reduced by Governor Inslee last week, it doesn't seem like people are ready to be shoulder to shoulder with strangers. It's going to take a while before full crowds attend either sport.
Well, the Sounders didn't just win the match. They set a league record for the longest unbeaten streak in MLS history. It's not too shabby.
It's very impressive, especially with how they've done it. They have 8 wins, no losses, and 5 draws, playing without some of their top players, including Wednesday against Houston, when they were without 6 top players due to injury: Will Bruin, Jordan Morris, Jordy Delem, Nico Ladero, Stephen Fry, and Nuhu, as well as Christian Roldan, who was healthy, but he was called up to the U.S. men's national team for international play. Things got so bad this week that the Sounders exercised what the MLS calls an extreme hardship signing for one game. They brought up a 16-year-old off the Tacoma Defiance development team, a kid named Juan Alvarez. He didn't play, but that might have changed with one more injury. It's remarkable that they've been able to get this far with so many injuries.
Right. So is this sustainable? How are they doing this?
Well, it's really a tribute to the Sounders' acquisitions and player development people. For example, the Sounders' first goal Wednesday was scored by a guy named Kellen Rowe, a 29-year-old who grew up in Federal Way, bounced around the MLS for 8 years, and signed in January to not much notice. But he's the kind of guy that's come through for the Sounders throughout the season. And the roster is full of young players who are getting valuable minutes right now of experience. It's only going to help the Sounders when the season's second half commences after this international break and restarts on July 18th. They're really on their way to defending their Western Conference championship.
All right. Thanks, Art.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kevin Kniestad.